This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. Enter the promo code BANG and MyBookie will match your deposit. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Moved in the pocket, pressured, and hit, and down he goes!
Von Miller.
He is devoured on the plate!
Von Miller.
Von Miller, that's super defense!
The Denver Broncos are world champions.
Who cares?
It'll be interesting to see how Peyton handles this.
I'm going
to
drink a lot of Budweiser tonight.
What's the score?
Give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, I don't really. It doesn't matter.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Romo's got a run out and is hit in the back. Oh, he's hurt. He got bent in half and Tony Romo's hurt.
Well, what do you think?
We'll go balls out with this.
We don't have time for all that.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
I only can control what I can control. I only can, you know, control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Football's become soft. Football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Dad, I don't know what the hell catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
D to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilliard here.
Yeah? He's gonna stick his knuckle in your asshole.
You like that?
That's gay.
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
My God, we are ready for the football.
Take that, mother.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Todd takes the step, stands in, shuffles left, looks downfield, fires to the end zone, wide open, Hogan, touchdown, Patriots!
First and 10 from the Steeler 34. And I'm in the flanker, right, two receivers left, Brady pulls away, give to Deion Lewis, he tosses it back to Brady in a foot flicker. He had Mitchell open, he throws it, step for Hogan to the right, touchdown, Patriots! Yes. Two choices, and he finds Hogan for the second time!
High fives for everybody, what a play call! The flea flicker. They get him every time.
Brady identifies the mic. Tom waits on the snap and takes it. Backs up, bouncing on his feet. Looks down the middle. Throws down the middle. Touchdown, Edelman. One more score for the Patriots.
Start the buses, baby. Pittsburgh can call the buses. Bus 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Tell them heat them up. You're going back to the Berg.
The only NFL franchise to reach the Super Bowl 9 times. And they'll be there in 2 weeks in Houston against the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, you got to give it up to them, man. That organization's amazing.
It is. It's the most winning organization in sports.
Wow.
You know, they really are. So hand it over to them, and now everybody hates them for the week except for them. And the rest of the world is rooting against you. So enjoy that, because when you lose again and Brady's sitting there again with his head in his hands, oh, it's just going to be sweet. Actually, I don't know which way to go on this game. I really don't. But Atlanta's offense looked so damn good last week.
I do know, and we'll get to that at the end of the show. Coming up, Steelers drama. No bullshit. Cocktails with Bobby Dabo Sweeney giving advice to the Cleveland Browns, which maybe they should listen. We'll see. And a lot more. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 294. And we have to welcome, John, a new listener.
Yes, we do. We have to welcome somebody that is very big and important in the world of gangster rap and hip-hop, as far as I know. I don't know anything about this world.
Hip-hop. It is hip-hop, for sure.
Okay, well, you know it more than I do.
Well, he goes by DJ King Assassin. He's a hip-hop artist, producer. He ended up getting on radio. He did a lot of work on radio. But when I say producer, in the hip-hop world, we're looking at Tupac, Ice-T, Eazy-E. These are huge, huge names in the hip-hop world that he produced for. And, you know, he's out there in L.A. And, hey, man, welcome. I know he started following us on Twitter. And, you know, if you're listening to the show,
Out of the blue, he showed up. I didn't even know who he was. I had to go outside and find the first 18-year-old I could and say, hey, who is this guy?
But, yeah, man, props to you, sir. You've definitely made your mark in the industry, no question about it. And hey, welcome.
So. We now have street cred, Tom. We now have street cred. I want to welcome the gangsta community to the Bang Radio Hour. Now, as we all know, we have permission, right? There's our permission slip that we got back in, what, 2007 from some listener who was representative of the entire black community that said we can make fun of them however we want and wherever we want. And we have since gotten permission from practically every other ethnicity on the planet.
Right.
To be able to make fun of them. And now we have backup.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Right. So nobody can say anything to us. All right? Because otherwise, you will be, you know, finding out what's up from our gangster friends.
Well, you know, but it's always been the same. Everybody's equal. Everybody's equal.
I just want to get my handbook, Tom, so I can figure out what all these finger signs mean. I don't know what they're trying to tell me when they're all standing there looking like their hands got broken and mangled up in a machine accident or something. So I just want to get the page that says, oh, that means, oh, that's what that means.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
All right. Well, let's start with the Steelers and Patriots. You know, whew, that was brutal. And
it was.
It sounds like Ben Roethlisberger, it was brutal enough that he just may quit.
He wants to go home, Tom. He doesn't want to play anymore.
Screw that. I'm done.
Well, what is this? His 12th year? Something like that?
Around there somewhere.
Of course, Tom Brady's over there in his 16th year looking down at him like, hey, look, you little pipsqueak. What are you talking about, retiring? Shut up and go to bed.
Right. Come on back. I got to beat you some more.
Well, I'd read that Antonio Brown had a big gigantic deal with Facebook to do Facebook Live, and I wonder how that turned out, because I don't think anybody really cared to watch them in the locker room after that, although I would have really much rather seen him Facebook Live from the locker room after they got beat. I would have much rather seen that.
It's probably a little bit different than the week before. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I would say.
But anyway, Roethlisberger was on the radio this past week, and he wouldn't commit on coming. You know, they're asking about next season, and he's like, whoa. And I'll play the audio for you. This was from the, oh, it's another one. The Cook and Pony Show, John, on 93.7 in Pittsburgh. It's Cook and Pony.
Cook and Pony? Yeah, Cook and Pony here. We're going to talk to Big Ben Roethlisberger coming up on 10 after the hour. We're going to do the weather tonight, and we've got the weather coming up, Tom. Where's the traffic report?
Let's go to the phones.
Go to the phones, Cook and Pony. We don't have a show, so we're going to let you do it.
I hope Pony is a girl. Is Pony a female?
I don't know.
It better be. Because, okay, a guy with a nickname Pony, that could mean a couple of things, right?
I never hear Pony in the clip.
Really?
I don't. If it is, it's not a girl. I don't hear a girl anywhere in this clip.
It better be, because it's spelled Pony with an I. Okay, it better be. Well, if this is Pony, a guy, what's the other guy's name?
Cook.
Cook and Pony Show, here on 65.7 the Dick. We're going to talk to Big Ben Roethlisberger here in a minute. What do you think there, Cook?
Let's see. KDKA.com.
Mm-hmm. This is the magic of the internet. We can find out what this person is automatically.
Nope, it's a guy.
Oh, my God! A guy with a name P-O-N-I.
Pony!
Longtime Post-Gazette sports columnist Ron Cook, joined by Andrew... Wait a minute. No. Oh, I see now. Andrew Filipponi is his name. Now I get it. All right. That makes more sense.
I don't think so. I think he's a cross-dressing dancer. By day, he does radio. By night, he's Pony, the strutter up there in front of the pole.
Well, if you look at their picture, you might think he would do something like that, although I don't think you'd want to see it.
No, I wouldn't want to see it anyway, but you know, I'll just go ahead and make him the call.
All right, so anyway, here's Roethlisberger on their show.
I'm going to take this offseason to evaluate, to consider all options, to consider health and family and things like that, and just kind of take some time away to evaluate next season, if there's going to be a next season, all those things. You know, you just, I think that's, at my point in my career and my age, I think that's the prudent and smart thing to do every year. You know, and I'm not by any means saying I'm not coming back or anything like that. I'm just saying that at a point in my career, I think it's prudent to evaluate, to just make sure, because you want to be able to leave this game walking out of it in a healthy spot. You don't want to be, quote-unquote, carted out. You know, you don't want to leave this game and be worse for the wear. So, that's why I think it's prudent to evaluate.
And you also get sick and tired of getting your ass kicked by the Patriots.
That would probably do it.
Mr. Roethlisberger, Pony here. Would you consider perhaps using a moisturizing facial cream? Because your complexion's just dreadful.
Oh,
Oh, hell. You know, yeah, what is he, like 33? I don't know. Let me use the mastery of Google. Find out. So I think that it's a reasonable question, and I don't think it's an unreasonable answer. I think it just took everybody by surprise because it came out so fast. And really, he just finished getting his ass kicked and thrown out of the playoffs. So, yeah, he's probably going to be a little salty.
I don't want to play anymore.
He's 34 years old.
34 years old, Pony. Leave me alone. I don't want to play anymore. Patriots, God damn it.
Tom Brady's 39.
Little punk. So, Deion Lewis, though, he had himself a freaking day. And did you see the thing that went back and forth on Twitter? Emmanuel Acho, who was a linebacker for the, I guess, the Browns, they traded, Joe Banner traded Deion Lewis to the Patriots for this Emmanuel Acho. And Acho went on Twitter on Sunday and said, damn, somebody traded this guy for me and I got fired. And Joe Banner, who did it, came on and tweeted back, says, I traded for you and I got fired. I think there's something like five ex-Cleveland Browns playing in this Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. That's why when you talk about the Browns got this many draft picks, it's like, well, they always have that many picks. And
yeah.
You go back, prior to this past season, it was something like from 2010 to 2014, they don't have any draft picks that are still on their team.
Oh, I know. And most of them end up out of the league in no time. But the ones that these other teams pick up, take them to the Super Bowl. The Patriots go, yeah, we'll take that one and that one and that one.
Yeah. Look at Taylor Gabriel for the Falcons, yeah. Man. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, so last week, that rumor was flying around about, all those Steelers players got the flu. And they, it's like, oh, this is Bill Belichick. The evil empire is doing it again. They swabbed their locker room or something.
I believe it. They did. As a matter of fact, I think the Trump administration is going to launch an investigation.
Okay. And then, so this guy then pulls a fire alarm at the Steelers hotel 3:40 in the morning, the night before the game. Of course, the game's 6 o'clock on Sunday. So, yeah. I mean, that's not.
I don't see it that big of a deal.
I don't know what time they get up in the morning to start their pregame meetings, whatever they're going to do. But, and then people are like, oh, now look what the Patriots have done. Well, this guy, he was a Patriot fan. He's 25 years old. He was drunk.
Sure.
And he got caught and arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. But he has no connection to the team other than being a fan. And, he said, oh, God, I was stupid. I'm sorry. It was just a really dumb thing to do. And so he got released on $100 bail. And I don't know what's going to happen to him. But, it was just another thing that happens. And I don't think it made any difference. I don't think it was going to make any difference. And Tom Brady's on his way to his, seventh Super Bowl in 16 years.
Yep. Listen, here's what you do. You just sit there when they're talking to you and you say you're sorry and that you were drunk. That's all you got to do. All right. You don't say anything else. Don't say anything else. You can
tell them you like bacon.
Yeah, credit the special teams or something. I tell you what, when the news came across, the first thing in the morning, Sal Palantonio probably, breaking the news. I'm here standing out front of the hotel, blah, blah, blah. The look of surprise that came off my face didn't exist at all. I was like, no shit. This stuff happens all the time, and it's not just the Patriots. It happens every time, all the time in big games. The fire alarm gets pulled.
Yeah.
If I'm the coach of a football team, I tell everybody, okay, if the fire alarm goes off tonight, stay put until we come and tell you, gotta goddamn get up and go.
Right.
Just stay in bed. Right. If one of us shows up and says, hey, it's real, let's get out of here, then we'll do it. But it's just stay in bed. No big deal at all.
Did you see the coat that Tom Brady was wearing on the side?
Yeah. He looked like that kid from the Willy Wonka movie, the girl that ate the blueberry thing.
Oh,
Violet. She lived with Violet. Wasn't that her name?
Yes.
I want the works. I want the whole works. Presents and prizes and sweets and surprises of all shapes and sizes. And now, don't care how. I want it now. Don't care how. I want it now.
Yeah, she ate the blueberry thing and puffed up like that. Did they have like an air hose going up under there, blowing warm air up into that thing? Is that why it was so goddamn big?
Maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of, because otherwise it had to have like, you know, like one of those bells that the women would wear back in the 1890s to make their ass look like it was as big as a fucking horse.
Right.
Right. Right. Because that thing is about 4 feet away from, on either side of his shoulder, it seems.
I don't want anybody sitting near me on the bench, you hear?
Maybe it has a built-in heater inside of it or something. I don't know.
They probably just ran a hose from that jet right up on underneath it.
Warming the whole body.
Oh, dude, I tell you what. This is something I'm just going to throw in here. It's a completely off-the-topic thing, but when I said the jet, you know, they have those jets on the sideline that blow warm air because it's basically a jet engine. It's a fire in there. I saw this play from college football. If you Google it up, you can find it. This dude gets shoved out of bounds, lands on his belly, and flies right into it. His whole freaking head goes right into the flame. He's in there, man. People have to pull him out.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Fucked up.
Oh, my gosh.
So there you go. Google that up, everybody. Have some fun. That's a head injury that I don't think you can prevent.
There was a big thing on the internet, you know, with a gif of Tom Brady blowing snot out of his nose.
Sure, why not?
Did you see
that? Yeah, I saw him doing it. It was like early in the game, too. They're like, here he is, looking so regal, the master, the greatest quarterback of all. Oh.
Well, I see all these people making a big deal about it online, and it's like, man, I've been watching football players do this forever. And I mean, you know, and if you've ever been outside in the cold for a long period of time doing physical activity, man, and you don't have Kleenex, you got gloves on, I've done it. There's no other way around it.
That's what I've worked on many a job site. You have to do it.
Yes. It's a completely normal thing. Sorry, but it is. So stop. I mean, this.
Yeah. What else are you supposed to do?
I understand the hate for Tom Brady and the evil Patriots empire, but sometimes you guys take it a little too far.
Blowing snot. Honestly, Tom, that's why God put those two holes there.
Right.
Thou shalt be able to expel boogers. Use of one finger upon one side and blow.
Well, you know, as the game was winding down, the whole crowd at Gillette Stadium's chanting Roger for Goodell, you know.
They should have all been blowing one side of their nose out. Roger. Roger.
So they asked Tom Brady about it.
I know the game just ended, but you could not have not heard the Roger chant late in the game. What are your thoughts on that? And are you comfortable knowing that becomes a storyline going into this Super Bowl?
I didn't hear that chant, so... I did hear him singing to Bon Jovi, though. That was pretty cool.
Okay, come on. He's lying through. You couldn't. I like the reporter asked in the beginning. He says, you couldn't have not heard the chant. So what are your thoughts on that? You notice he didn't come out and say, did you hear him chanting Roger? He didn't even give him a chance because there's no way he didn't hear it.
Come on. You've been inside a stadium before, and you know some places in the stadium have better sound quality than others. And a lot of times in a big area like that, when there's a big thing of noise going on like that, it can echo off a lot of things. And if you're sitting inside a big, gigantic fucking coat like that, it probably just all runs together, and you can't really tell what they're saying.
Right.
The sound gets inside that bell and just starts echoing around. You know, by the time it filters up to his ears, he can't understand it.
I got another clip of him. He's talking about Belichick and guys who come and play for the Patriots, you know, and we've talked about this. What is it? What goes on there, you know, that Belichick gets these guys in there, and this is like the most I've ever heard about it.
Right.
And so here's Brady talking about it.
There's always excuses you can build into, you know, why you would, you know, lose a game. You know, it could be, you know, we only played on 6 days rest. We only, you know, we had this person hurt, you know, or we didn't get that call, or, you know, there's a million of them, and they're all built in, and you can pick them all off right before the game even starts. I think our coach does a great job of never buying into that BS. You know, he never makes it about one player. He never makes it about one play. He never makes it about one call or one situation. It's all about, you know, all of us collectively trying to do the best thing we can for the team to help us win. You know, he never lets his foot off the gas pedal. So really, when you come to our team, you're brainwashed. It's just the way it goes.
And it works.
It does work. And I'll tell you what, I think he's full of shit when he says he doesn't make it about one player. Because if you fumble and you play for him, there's a good chance you will never be heard from again. Who was that running back they had last year? Right? They had a guy, he fumbled it. I don't know. And you just never hear from them again. They're gone. They're done. And the other thing he will definitely do, what brainwashes a lot of them, is this. He sits them down and says, If you want to win, you do what I say. Because if you don't, I'm going to get rid of your ass in no time.
And
he will ship your ass off in malicious fashion, too. I'm sending you to Cleveland. God damn it. You're out of here.
I am right.
It's like exiling you to NFL Siberia.
Yeah, and he doesn't care. He doesn't care what your contract says. He doesn't care what you did in the 5-10 years prior to playing for him. He doesn't care.
Nope, he shipped Willie McGinnis off, right? Gone. Vince Wilfork, gone.
That's why he ends up with, you know, all of a sudden they've got these superstar players who you've never heard of, you know?
He forced Teddy Bruschi to have a goddamn stroke.
Oh, jeez.
God damn it. Look, get up off the goddamn floor. Quit goddamn foaming at the mouth and get back out there and play, or your ass is in Los Angeles before you know what happened. Of course, there wasn't any Los Angeles team then.
I got one more clip of Brady here talking about, you know, because everybody now that Trump is president, everybody wants to ask him about being friends with Trump all over again.
I'm very blessed to have support and love and to do what I love to do. And for that, I'm very grateful. Life is good.
So you did call him?
What's that?
You did call him the president of the United States?
I have called him, yes, in the past. You know, sometimes he calls me, sometimes I call him. But it's just, again, that's been someone that I've known for, you know, for 16 years. You know someone before maybe he was in the position that he was in. And, you know, he's been very supportive of me for, you know, a long time. So it's just a friendship. And I got a lot of friends, so I call a lot of people.
Okay, so now he's received a lot of criticism for being, you know, a Donald Trump supporter. And it's like, now wait a minute. Okay, 16 years he's been friends with the guy. 16 years ago, Donald Trump was not talking about being president.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I don't even think that 2 years ago he was even talking about it. He kind of came up with it and went with it.
Now, he had talked about it before. You know, as long ago, I remember like back in 2012, I remember him talking about it. And everybody thought it was a joke then. Even when he announced he was going to try, everybody thought it was a joke. But anyway, the point is, so here you're friends with a guy for 16 years, and all of a sudden he becomes president, and boom, half the country now hates you because you're friends with the president. It's so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And you know what? Even if he decided that he wanted to vote for him based on nothing more than principle and he never knew the guy ever, it's nobody's fucking business.
Come on. I don't want to go down that road again. Please.
God damn it. Please. God, there's too many fucking skid marks on this road.
We've covered all that already. Anyway, let's move on to the owner of the New England Patriots who spoke to Gillette Stadium right after the win.
What would you like to say about this team?
For a number of reasons, all of you in the stadium understand how big this win was.
Now, he is talking about the suspension when he says that.
Yeah, it's funny when he says they can understand him.
Right.
But we have to go to Houston and win one.
Wow.
For who? You know, for the Gipper? I mean, come on. You don't just leave it there.
No.
He does that, he realizes immediately how he has painted himself into a stupid corner, because the Gipper is the next thing that comes after, right?
Well, no, not in New England. It's more. More is what comes. That's why the crowd all went, more. One more.
He looks at the guy, whoever the, was it, Jim Nantz down there? Whoever it was that was presenting the trophy. Yeah. He looks at him like, God damn it, get me out of here now. Yeah, help me. Why did you even bring me up here?
Well, let's call him up.
Please. I'd love to hear what he has to say.
Let's call Robert Kraft. That would, yeah. Do you suppose he's drunk right now?
Now? What time is it? Yeah. I don't even need to know what time it is. I'm just going to go ahead and say yes.
Okay.
He's either sleeping or he's drunk.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Bob Kraft. Bob?
Is there anybody on the phone?
Yes, Bob Kraft. Is that you? Are you there?
Bob Kraft? I'm Bob Kraft.
Yes.
Who's calling? Why are you calling, Bob Kraft?
Bob, this is John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Oh, well, who? Why the hell would I call you?
You didn't.
I don't know why I would have called you. Don't you hate when that happens? You get up to go and get something and you forget what it is. I hate
I don't care for that.
Well, Bob, we called you. We've talked to you before. We wanted to call and say congratulations. You know, Mr. Kraft, your team just keeps getting it done.
I tell you, they sure do, don't they?
Yeah.
I tell you something here, Bobby. This is the easiest goddamn job I've ever had in my whole damn life. I don't have to do anything but write a check. Bill runs the whole damn show, and that frees me up to do more of what I do best.
What is it you do best?
I drink. Oh. I told you, Bobby, this job is great. I get to sit around sipping 75-year-old scotch and watching the best football team in the NFL. It's great, boy, I tell you.
John, I don't know if he's calling you Bobby or me Bobby, but anyway. So, Mr. Kraft, Matt Ryan, he was named MVP. So what? Is he better than Tom Brady then?
Oh, come on, don't give me that crap. Matt Ryan, who the hell is Matt Ryan? Who the hell is Matt? Fuck him. Look, he had a good year. I'll give him that. He had a good season. But, geez, Tom had a great year, and he gets to bang Giselle Bundchen. I mean, Jesus Christ, have you ever seen that woman?
Giselle? Good God. Yeah.
Ah. It's amazing. She walks through the office, and I don't even need any Viagra or nothing. Oh, little Bobby wakes right on up. Jeez, I tell you what, let me look up here and see. Let me look at Matt Ryan's wife. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Look at this girl, Tommy. She's not even on the same planet as Giselle.
Why? What?
Well, think about it. Look at it. Giselle is like a 12.
Okay,
right? I mean, when she walks by, oh, my God.
I'm looking at Matt Ryan's wife. I'm looking at her, right, Matt Ryan and his wife right now.
She's a 4, a 5, maybe, if you had enough. There's just not enough scotch, Tom. Look at the chin on that lady. Jesus Christ. Okay, so to review, Tom Brady, best quarterback best quarterback ever, banging the world's number one supermodel. Matt Ryan, MV whatever, he had himself a good year, banging a possible transvestite.
Oh,
it's not even close. It's not even close, Timmy.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that's going to have to do with anything. I mean, you know, Tom did lose to Eli Manning twice in the Super Bowl. I mean, it can happen.
Listen, we don't say that name in this house, mister. Okay? That name is we don't say it.
I'm sorry. All right, well, tell me this. You guys go out, you win the Super Bowl, and now all of a sudden you're standing there in the middle of the Super Bowl, victorious, and now you get the Lombardi trophy handed to you. By Roger Goodell. How do you feel about that?
I tell you, I can't wait. I can't wait, Tom. I can't wait to get to take that trophy from that smarmy cockmouth sleazebag. It's gonna make me feel so good. Look, I gotta tell you, I got a little prank plan. When he gives it to me, I'm gonna take a tire pressure gauge out of my pocket and put it up on the football part. Yeah, and then I'm gonna poke it in his goddamn eye right there on TV. I tell you what, don't let me get close. That's the problem he's gonna have. I'll be close enough to bite him.
All right, Mr. Kraft. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Oh, hey, what were your thoughts? I know Tom Brady and you know, we're just talking about Tom Brady and Donald Trump being friends for so long, and now all of a sudden his friend is president. Are you happy that Trump won the election?
Oh, hell yeah. Look at me. Let me ask you this. Am I white? Am I rich? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So Trump's right, though. We need to keep those we got to keep those Mexicans out. I mean, look, even one that we had turned out to be a murderer. You just can't trust them, Tom. So besides that, I'm getting a big fat tax break. So happy days are here again. We're going to get the Mexicans and the queers again. Happy days are here again.
All right, maybe we went too far asking you about that, Mr. Kraft. Well, good luck in the Super Bowl, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay. God. Hello. Right, bye. Jesus.
Bang Radio. Radio.
Thank God there's just one game more Sunday on TV. And then your life will be a bore. Just leave that to me. 'Cause you sell your soul to me for the Pro Bowl. But we'll go shopping hand in hand and take a stroll. It's the last Sunday.
You can watch football.
Say hi to your kid.
Haven't seen him since the fall.
It's Super Sunday.
Have all you want to drink.
Hey guys, it's Tom here to tell you about MyBookie. Let's face it, all of you who listen to this show absolutely love football. None of us can ever get enough of it. We all pick the majority of the winners correctly every week, so why not turn that into some extra cash? Let me tell you about MyBookie. You can find them at mybookie.ag, and MyBookie truly is the industry-leading online sportsbook. You know, so here we are right in the middle of the college and NFL postseason, and you need to join me and thousands of other people and start betting at mybookie.ag. They're going to pay you faster than anybody else in the business, and I promise you, absolutely no hassle. MyBookie's legit. They're going to be around for a long time, and you can't stick around without taking care of your winners, so you have nothing to worry about. Don't waste your time anywhere else. All right, now check out this deal for you guys listening to John and me. MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 100% bonus. So if you join up, you toss in $100, MyBookie matches it, and all of a sudden you got $200 to actually bet with. And all you have to do is enter the promo code BANG, B-A-N-G, to activate the offer. Play, win, and get paid, man. Don't forget to enter the promo code BANG. That's mybookie.ag. Or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS, BETS, BETS, BETS.
VOTech.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
They're telling me this weekend that the NFL will rest. So what the hell am I gonna do Sunday night now? Without football, my wife will be climbing up my ass. I won't be left alone until next weekend's Super Bowl. Have become accustomed to football. I have been drunk every Sunday since the fall.
Hey, this is Ralphie May, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour, baby. That's cool.
Peyton Ryan. Matt looks, throws, Jones up the ladder, and a great catch in Green Bay territory at the 42. Now Hooper goes left with Sanu and Hardy. Here comes Green Bay. Ryan throws, end zone. Jones caught it all the way through. Touchdown Atlanta. Oh, what a grab by Quintoris Lopez Jones. And that's why Quintoris. He is who he is. Man in the gun on the near hash mark. Takes the snap. Play fake to Freeman. Ryan wants to throw. Jones to catch.
Look 40. Out.
Julio into Green Bay territory. A stiff arm at the 15. 10, 5, touchdown Atlanta. And the ball game is over. Dan Quinn in year two has taken Atlanta to the Super Bowl. And today at the Dome, the Falcons do it in convincing fashion. 44-21. And I'd say they closed this house in high style today.
Wow.
You know, that long touchdown by Quintoris. Quintoris Lopez.
I thought
Jones.
He said Clitoris.
Quintoris.
Hey, baby, let's name him Penisalis. No, let's name him Quintoris.
Well, that long touchdown, man, where he just handled the Packers secondary, man. He's shoving guys into the ground. Just, you know,
he looked like T.O.
I know, he did. And all of a sudden, I get a text from you. Hold on, wait a minute. I got to read it exactly as it's said here. Yeah, here's the text comes through from John. Damn, that boy is a bruiser. And I looked at him and went, yeah, man, he... Oh, I get it. Bangs Bruisers. That's his fan.
That's
yeah, because
right.
You got Julio.
That's right. Oh, man, I think he was my first pick when I joined your league, was Julio Jones. And I said, yep, that's my. He was a rookie. I grabbed him. That was mine.
Yeah, and I also remember you thinking about getting rid of him.
There was two or three years there where he couldn't stay on the field, man. So
yeah.
I'm glad I stuck with him, glad I hung with him.
Yeah, I went through that with Calvin Johnson, but he never came back.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man. That was a dominant performance that they had. They just ran away from the Packers. There was nothing they could do to stop them.
I told my son, I said, because, you know, we were rooting against Aaron Rodgers. I will admit that. But before the game started, we were talking about it. I said, well, I honestly think the Falcons are going to blow them out. I said, I think they're just going to run away with it. And I put my money on him. I was like,
good,
yeah, I'm gonna take him. Over at mybookie.ag. Oh, we're gonna mm-hmm. talk about them coming up because oh my god, okay, wait good. Till you see what they got available to bet on.
Cool.
So anyway, yeah. So we'll get back to the Falcons and the Patriots coming up. But I did want to play this clip from Dabo Sweeney, the coach of Clemson, national champs,
mm-hmm.
got the national championship quarterback Deshaun Watson,
right. Who had an awesome national championship.
Yep, Browns have the first pick in the draft, John.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're going to go for him. I really don't.
Well, I don't either. They have a couple first-round picks. You know, it's possible they could get him later or, you know, they need – I don't care what position it is, but they need to use that first pick on a defensive player. They really
do. Dude, rumors are swirling around that they're talking to the Redskins potentially, that they've thrown their hat into the Kirk Cousins ring.
Well, there's always going to be...
For a sign-and-trade type deal.
Oh, really? They want to trade to get Kirk Cousins?
Yeah. I mean, these are rumors. That's all they are. What we have is rumors coming from blogs, and we have the president of the team and the coach saying, no, we're going to tag him.
I heard Bruce Allen saying that he's not going anywhere.
Well, they're going to tag him. If they have to. They're going to tag him.
If they have to, but I think they'll tag him and then get the deal done, you know, because they can tag him... And then still work out a long-term deal that ensures that he's there to work out that deal. I think they will tag him, and I think he will have a nice new contract by the time training camp opens.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. But back to what we were talking about, the Browns and Deshaun Watson, I saw a lot of memes about, you know, he hoped that the Browns weren't watching that night and everything like that. And I just don't see them with that kind of a quarterback. Hugh Jackson's going to want a big, tall, stand-back-in-the-pocket quarterback. He's going to want to do something traditional.
Well, here's what Dabo Sweeney said.
I'm just telling you, they pass on Deshaun Watson, they're passing on Michael Jordan. I'm just telling you. I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. I'm just an old funky college coach, but Deshaun Watson is the best.
Okay, let's ease up on they're passing on Michael Jordan. Okay, you're talking about the...
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. So you're telling me Deshaun Watson's going to be the greatest quarterback of all time. So easy, Dabo. But like he said, what does he know?
Here's what I'll tell you, though. All right, the Browns won't take him with number one, but the 49ers are going to be sitting there with number two with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
And what did Kyle Shanahan do when he had that 1 year of RG3 healthy? Holy shit. So... I could definitely see that.
He was projected, he's projected like not even in the top 10 almost. I want to say toward the end of the top 10 or maybe not even in the top 10.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I tell you what, I think I think we with Ryan, I think you see Shanahan probably want to go for more of a traditional style quarterback too.
Yeah.
And what was the name of the Falcons coach? I can't remember his name. He's second year, he's going to the Super Bowl. I can't remember the head coach.
Is Dan Quinn?
Yeah, you know why I can't remember his name? Because once Kyle Shanahan leaves, I don't think you're going to know who he is anymore until you hear embattled Atlanta Falcons coach in front of his name.
Well, I guess we'll find out, you know, like you said.
We sure will.
Shanahan's going to leave and...
Yep. I mean, they still have the weapons, but they've had the weapons for a long time. You know, Shanahan got there and started making them work.
It is Dan Quinn. That's his name.
Right.
So, yeah, well, you know, but here's the thing. The playbook will still be there. All the other offensive coaches will still be there. It's a matter of losing Shanahan doesn't mean they can't run. Like, all of a sudden, the offense isn't capable of running all those plays. It's a matter of who's calling them and can you call them like Shanahan did.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Exactly. And Shanahan, he can help. He's a hell of an offensive mind. He's a hell of a designer when it comes to that stuff.
You look at New England, see, and that's why they can constantly lose their offensive coordinators, because Tom Brady runs the offensive meetings. Tom Brady installs the game plan each week. He leads the meeting.
He knows what
every
to
week.
Do.
Yeah. He's really the offensive coordinator, kind of like Peyton Manning. It just didn't matter who
Eli Manning. You know, Eli Manning's doing that now. Basically, his offensive coordinator has moved up to head coach, and he just lets Eli run the offense, basically.
Right. Sure.
And I have no problem with that for if your quarterback can do it. So.
Yeah, that's what's your favorite broadcaster over there on Fox now? Colin Cowherd.
Oh, Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, I understand, but he calls those kind of quarterbacks, he calls them CEO quarterbacks, which kind of, I get it. You know what I mean? Guys like Brady and
me. He calls
them
CEO quarterbacks.
Yes.
Which is to say they are executive officers. They're of the chief variety.
Right.
They play quarterback. And
okay.
I liken them to the heads of corporations because they act in the same way as a CEO. Fucking hate him.
But you know what? I'll tell you what, though. On his new show, I'll give him this. He's got somebody else to bounce things off of, and he's better. He's better than Skip. I'll give it that. Skip has got an hour before the Super Bowl. Did you see that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, him and Shannon Sharp. This why you wrong, Snip. This be at the Super Bowl. I played in one of these Super Bowls. I've been in these Super Bowls. You ain't nothing but a writer at one of these Super Bowls. You can't possibly know what's going on these Super Bowls, Snip. That's why I'm going to have to tell you that I'll win this one.
I will watch that.
You'll have to watch that.
Hey,
Skip Bayless.
In D.C., for the presidential inauguration, John Elway was in town, right?
Right, and he was one of the many.
Yes,
that were not photographed. But see, that's the thing. Everybody thinks about that photograph. You got to realize everybody was hiding around the corner. they were over on the side streets.
Well, he's there. He's there with his wife and some friends and stuff. And they take a cab ride, and this cab driver, Sam Snow is his name. His wife starts asking him about quarterbacks. He starts out by saying John Elway. To him, is the greatest quarterback that ever played. He doesn't know Elway's in the back seat.
How can you not know? Couldn't you be looking in your rearview mirror going, hey, sir, could you kind of move them teeth out of the way? I can't see.
Well, you know, he's got a hat and sunglasses on and, you know.
As long as he's got that mouth, you know who it is.
But, you know, four people get into the back of your cab. You don't necessarily see them all. He could have been sitting right behind him, maybe. You know, you don't know, but... You just and I'm sure you're in D.C. It's the inauguration. The last thing you expect is John Elway's going to get in the back seat of your cab. But anyway,
three people and a horse just got in.
They get him going and start talking to him about Elway, and then he finds out that Elway is in his cab. This is great.
So you think John Elway's number one? Okay.
Number one, and then you got
I thought he really isn't that good.
Okay, so that's actually Elway saying, you know, I thought he wasn't really that good. He still doesn't know it's Elway.
I have to agree.
John Elway, he's not that great.
I think he's hot.
Yeah, he's hot. I
this girl slept with him.
She'd do him.
She'd do him.
Yeah, probably, for sure.
With the money he got, the guys would want to do him.
Yeah, he got the money, too.
I think he might
go
that way.
The guys would go to bed with him.
And if you ran into him, would you know who he was?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Do me a favor.
Why don't you turn around?
Right there.
Turn around.
How you doing, man?
Oh, come on, man. You serious? Come on, man. Come on, that way.
How you doing, man?
Damn. Man, I got to take a picture, man.
I got one.
Seriously. I'm serious. Can we get out? Can we take a picture together, man?
Absolutely.
You got to take your shades off.
You got it. You got it.
Man, what's going on? I know what John Elway looked like.
But you wouldn't sleep with him.
You said you sleep with him, I think.
Hell.
Come on, man. That's a good story, man. That's good audio. I like that. That's funny.
At first, it sounded like the beginning of one of those fake taxi porno movies. So you'd get in bed with him? You'd get in bed with him too, huh? You'd do him? Oh.
Taxi cab confessions.
Yeah. Something like that. So, yeah, that's pretty cool, I guess, getting John Elway in your cab. I would have to have turned around and say, hey, man, I have this picture of you. I keep it. It's in my attic right now. I'm going to have to break it down and put it up. And it's you sitting on the ground with a whole bunch of redskin legs walking around you in the Super Bowl. Remember that? Remember you were up 10-0, John, and then miracles happened?
Yeah, Joe Montana owns your ass, too.
Yeah, no shit. But hey, man, Doug Williams, he's the man.
Yeah.
He owned him better than anybody. 35 points in one quarter. I'd have to turn around and stop the cab and say, how were you feeling when they did that? No, lady, keep the phone on. John, tell me, how did you feel? So.
All right, so, you know, mybookie.ag, they're our main sponsor, and we urge you to go over there. If that's if you're going to bet on sports, do it there. They've, you know, we've told you they got sports book, they got the casino, you can play, you know, any casino games, whatever. And we weren't sure.
That's right. We urge you to gamble. Take up drinking, smoke.
Yeah, oh, and don't forget, type bang in the promo code and you'll get whatever deposit you make doubled. You know, put in $100, turn it into $200. Anyway. But right. The thing is, we weren't sure back when they started sponsoring us if they were gonna have, you know, all of the prop bets for the Super Bowl, because some places won't do it.
Right, right, right. Yeah, we were talking about that last week, in fact.
Well, some of the stuff, some of the prop bets you can make, if it doesn't appear in a box score, they won't do it. You know, now some things like, obviously,
something
the coin,
that can't be verified.
Right. The coin toss, duh, everybody knows that. The length of the national anthem, though, you know, that's a normal Gatorade color, first team to score, those kind of things, you know, are guaranteed. You can get that. But when you have to define certain things, that's where it's they're not sure, like odds that Lady Gaga will have a wardrobe malfunction. You know, well, what has to show in order for it to be considered a wardrobe malfunction?
What if she just falls down off those giant shoes? Does that count?
Right.
I would laugh my ass off.
Odds on her hair color. Well, what if she comes out and it's two different colors? Do both people win? You know, so these kind of things.
Right. These are what people have to know, Tom.
Right. odds on whether...
This is what we must know.
Odds on whether she says the name Trump at any time is on there. Well,
I'd take that one.
Yeah. Well, now, she was asked not to. She was asked not to do anything political, but who knows? We'll see. You know, she is Lady Gaga. She does whatever the hell she wants. But other things, like, will... Now, this was interesting because we don't see this anymore. Will any player do a Dirty Bird touchdown celebration?
What were these guys? These guys were like 2 or 3 years old when the Dirty Bird was happening, right?
Right, but they may remember it, you know? I don't know.
They might throw a nod back to the team that lost.
Exactly. You know, you got the over-under on the Times Deflategate will be said 2.5 times. Over-under on the Times Dynasty will be said. Over-under on how many commercials Peyton Manning will appear in.
Wait a minute. What's the over-under on the Peyton Manning commercials?
1.5.
So that has to be at least two different commercials. One of them for the, here he has a chicken parm, and the other one has got to be something entirely different, like his, you know, his stupid freaking I'm having a party and making cupcakes commercial.
Right, exactly.
Right. I would take that. 1.5, are you kidding? In a 5-hour broadcast? You could take any 5-hour period on television and win that bet, dude.
Right. How many times will Giselle be showing? And odds that Joe Buck or Troy Aikman will mention that Tom Brady was a 6th-round draft pick. Will that happen at any time? You know, all this kind of stuff.
Are there odds that Joe Buck makes any kind of choking sounds if Troy pushes a little too hard?
There is so much, man. So much in here.
That's cool, though. That's good. It gives people something to fuck with.
I've just mentioned a few. I mean, you can. What do you think Lady Gaga's first song will be?
I wouldn't know because I don't know any of them.
Well, okay.
You do. You're in radio, but I am proud to think that I don't know a Lady Gaga song by the name.
But I'm just saying, these kinds of things, all of this is available to bet on mybookie.ag. I mean, you can bet.
Cool.
Who's going to score the first touchdown? You know.
Right. That's always there. Who and which player will score the first touchdown?
You can even bet on which position they play, right?
Right. Which player is going to have the most rushing yards, receiving yards, you know, how many field goals will there be in the game total?
Right.
You know.
First play, will it be a pass or a run?
What is this? Team hotel the night before, yes or no? I don't know what that means.
Fire alarm pulled. Fire alarm pulled.
Oh, well, yes. No, you're right. Will a fire alarm be triggered at either one?
Dude, I'd bet yes and then go right over there and pull it. There's no way that could be a bet.
Oh, my gosh. Will Johnny Manziel be arrested during Super Bowl weekend?
Damn, you got me all coughed up on that one. That's a joke. You got to be making
no,
that up.
No, you can bet on that.
Will Johnny Manziel be arrested? See, now if I'm Johnny Manziel, I have to think about this.
Okay, look, I got this much money. Bail is going to cost me this much. The fine I'm going to have to pay is going to cost me this much. So if I bet this much, I can make four times that much. Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, and then he just picks up a rock and throws it through a car.
Now, you know, you could also do this. Will a fan be caught streaking on the field? And I would bet no. I don't think there's any chance anybody gets on that field to do that. But if I was a fan who would do that, then I would bet for it to happen, and I would do everything I could to streak.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and it also, I think it really, the odds depend on whether Kevin Harlan's doing the game.
Right.
Exactly. Is he doing a radio?
Exactly.
If he's doing a radio and somebody does, he's got to give a Super Bowl performance. Kevin Harlan, I'm putting you on notice. We better get something good.
Let's see.
Of our listeners is running out there. Who's going to run out there? We got to pick somebody. Somebody's got to go.
Will a player be knocked out of the game via concussion symptoms? You can bet on that.
That's a yes.
During the broadcast, will the name Matty Ice be said?
I hope not. I really do. I tell you what, though, the one about the dynasty, it looks to me it's 3.5 times. If the Patriots are way ahead in the fourth quarter, I would say the over, they're going to say it 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
You know, they might say it 3 times before the game really even gets started. When do the bets start? Like, that's what I want to know for something like that. Times dynasty is going to be said. There's 10 hours of pregame. It's going
to
be said.
No. This is only from
kickoff or when they throw it over to Troy and Joe.
I think everything starts with the national anthem.
Okay. So once the anthem is done being played,
because then you go to the coin toss, then you go to the coin toss, and so on and so forth. Other things, man, this is, wow. You can bet on the rating, the TV rating, the total million viewers is, the over-under is 117.5 million.
I'll go the over.
You can bet on whether or not Tom Brady will retire after this Super Bowl. And to win that bet, it says he must publicly announce retirement at some point before the start of the next regular season. So you won't necessarily know if you win that bet for a while.
Well, it's summer. You got all year.
Yeah, you won't even know if you won that bet for a while. But it just goes on and on. There's so many things you can bet on. And some of them you go, oh, that's a given.
Tell you what, you'd have to take that one as a parlay and put Bill Belichick's retirement on top of it. Because once Brady says, I'm out, Belichick's not far behind, or vice versa.
Well, I think so. I kind of have a funny feeling they might go out together.
Exactly.
Do you think Tom Brady will ever coach?
I don't know. Sometimes the great players don't make great coaches because they can't really describe to the person they're trying to coach exactly what it is that they did. You know what I'm saying? How do you go out and say, okay, here's what you got to do. You got to go out and be me.
Well, okay. I think, when you learn under Belichick like that, because I guess I could see that. If Belichick wanted to keep coaching, Brady retired, he might make Brady his quarterback coach or maybe some sort of an assistant, something. I don't know. But maybe Brady just wants to ride off and enjoy all his money and his wife and his life. I wouldn't blame him for that.
Hell no. Belichick's more of a defensive coach. I would think that whoever's been the quarterback's coach for Tom Brady and his offensive coordinators, that's more who's taught him what to do. A lot of times, it goes back to this old baseball analogy that the best managers are the guys that never play because they spend their entire career standing next to the manager watching how it all happens. So sometimes it's the players that you don't expect to be good coaches that turn into good coaches because they didn't spend all their time out there on the field. They spent a lot of time standing next to the coach and watching what was happening. So, we'll see. I don't know. But those are some interesting bets, man. Those are
crazy.
Some fun bets, actually.
Yeah.
Didn't we think that Al Michaels might have had some of the bets on himself?
Yes.
Where, like, how many times Dynasty has said, like, that when Joe Buck could bet on himself?
Right. Yeah, they can. That's crazy, isn't it?
Dynasty, 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 Dynasty.
Yes.
My game.
That's right.
I win.
I remember that.
That's right. So, yeah, I wonder how they managed to get around that. There's probably got to be something in their contracts. They can't gamble.
Probably.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't
know. But what's to stop his buddy from doing it? You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
Right.
Right. And Joe Buck, look, we know he's got a hair plug addiction. He's going to be hurting for money. Right. I got to get some new ones with red highlights. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so.
It's going to cost me a bundle.
Here's the line on the big game. The NFC is favored by 4 Sunday.
The NFC. All right, so, but who's wearing what? Because I think 12 out of the last 13 Super Bowls have been won by the white jersey.
I was talking about the Pro Bowl. I said the NFC's favored by 4. The big game.
Tom, I've got an announcement from NFL. They have found a 10th fan, a Mr. Norman Shinsky, lives in Moose Knuckle, Iowa, and he is the 10th fan that they have found that's actually interested in the Pro Bowl.
I'll tell you what was more interesting about the Pro Bowl was watching them play dodgeball the other day.
Oh, I know. Did you see that? Did you see Alex Smith try to throw the ball?
Oh, yeah. And you know what's funny is, what is that? What is the show? What's his name? He does the show with his dad on ESPN in the afternoon. The goofy ass guy.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you do.
With his dad?
Yeah, he's got the guy with the curly hair, and then he's got his old dad sitting next to him, and then the other dude to his right.
Oh, is it Dan Le Batard?
Yes, Dan Le Batard. They were doing a whole the dodgeball thing was being played, and just what you mentioned about Alex Smith,
right.
And they were doing a whole discussion about do you have questions about Alex Smith's arm strength, and it was all because of the dodgeball game.
I would hate it. I hope to God that Kirk Cousins and Trent Williams were not out there in that stupid dodgeball game. You know what was his name? Robert Edwards, the Patriots running back. Ripped the shit out of his knee playing one of their stupid on-the-beach touch football games at the Pro Bowl and never was the same again. He never played again.
Yeah.
He got maybe 5 carries after that. 10 years later, he had a comeback attempt or something.
I know, and I owned him in fantasy football, and that was the end of that. And I was like, oh, that's great. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Made the Pro Bowl as a rookie. And that happened to the Redskins, too. A guy, Reggie Brooks, he had a great rookie season, and he went down to the Pro Bowl and ripped himself up. That's why when they said Kirk Cousins is in the Pro Bowl, I'm like, fuck, wouldn't it just be – I feel like George Costanza. He's going to go out there, and he's going to tear his knee up without getting touched. Teddy Bridgewater style.
I would prefer, you know, because Dallas, the 3 offensive linemen and Zeke are starters, and I'd rather none of them play, to be honest.
Exactly. Dude, Bridgewater, I just saw the other day, he's not going to play next year. They expect he won't play next year, and he didn't even get touched. He was in practice just doing a freaking drop back, and his freaking leg just went, you know. Yeah. At this point, the only muscles I want Kirk Cousins operating are the ones at the workout room and the one that worked the pen so he can sign his name to the long-term contract.
All right, so at mybookie.ag, the line on the Super Bowl is the Patriots by 3, and I will take Atlanta all day.
I think so. I think I'm going to have to go with the Falcons on that. And 3 is not really that's about the smallest number I can remember in a Super Bowl in a long time.
I always thought it was always like 3, wasn't it?
No, usually it looks like it's going to be a blowout one way or the other. But I might be wrong about this, but I'm used to lines in the Super Bowl like 8 on up. But 3, that's pretty tight. I'll take the Falcons with that.
I wonder.
Hey, do they have odds there on whether Kirk Cousins will sign a contract?
Maybe on there somewhere. probably. I didn't see. Let me try Googling past Super Bowl betting lines.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. This is a much more relaxed show this week, folks. It's the weekend between.
Bit. Yeah.
It's the worst weekend in sports almost.
Almost.
Almost. We do have hockey to watch. The worst week in sports is the week of the All-Star game. Because once they finish playing the All-Star game, there's no sports at all for like 4 days. Nothing. There's nothing. It's like being left in the ocean.
When you go back to the 90s, right. those Super Bowls, yes. Well, I'm looking at 10.5. The Niners over the Chargers were favored by 18.5 points.
Yeah.
Dallas, 13.5. Green Bay, 14, 11. And then once you get to 2000, after the Ravens won over the Giants, that blowout.
Right.
And the Ravens were only favored by 3 going into that game, beat the Giants 34-7. And then St. Louis. Oh, that's right. This is where it all began. St. Louis, the Rams were favored, you know, because they had already won.
Right.
They'd already beat Tennessee the year before the Ravens. That would have been...
They were expected to trounce the Patriots.
Well, first off, they were only favored to beat Tennessee by 7, and they did beat them by 7. And then the next year, the Ravens were favored by 3, but blew out the Giants. And that's, you know, because Denver finally stopped the NFC dominance in the Super Bowl with those back-to-back wins. But here's the thing. Then the next year, St. Louis was favored by 14 over New England. You know, Tom Brady, you know, there's no way they're going to take down the greatest show on turf. And what happened? The Patriots won 20-17. After that, let's see. I'm going through here. Oakland was favored over Tampa by 4. That's funny. Remember that one?
That was a big fucking blowout.
And then
that one was just embarrassing to watch.
Then New England was favored by 7 over Carolina, 1-3. Then New England was favored by 7 over Philadelphia, 1-3. Pittsburgh over Seattle by 4. They were favored.
Wait a minute. Go back one. Go back one. What did you say?
The two New England games?
Yeah, they beat who by 3?
Carolina and Philadelphia.
They beat Philadelphia? Oh, they beat Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Damn, I just like to hear the sound of that. They beat Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. Just wanted to hear that a few times.
But here's the thing.
We almost got there.
And then, of course, New England, you know, they were favored by the Giants by 12 when that was the year they were undefeated.
Right. Fuck Eli.
But after that, the next year, Pittsburgh by 7 over Arizona, 5 or less, every Super Bowl. So we're looking at the Colts by 5 over the Saints, the Packers by 3 over the Steelers, New England by 2.5 over the Giants, which they lost by 4. San Francisco was favored by 4.5 over Baltimore, which they lost by 3. Denver was favored by 2 over Seattle, got blown out 43-8. Remember that game?
Yeah. The first play snapped it over Peyton's head. Into the end zone.
Yeah, then you had New England and Seattle. Seattle was favored by 1 point. Remember the interception at the goal line, and New England won 28-24. And then Carolina was favored by 4.5 over Denver and lost 24-10. So in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In the last 7 Super Bowls, 5 was the highest line.
Well, I liked the one where the Broncos got blown out because we got to listen to that drunk girl scream about Peyton Manning's vagina. I told you, I took an impromptu poll on our Facebook page of who was the most favorite post-game video that we ever had. That was, you know, and she and the Megan girl, the Packer fan, Megan, you didn't make me wear the sparkly fucking nail polish, and that's why the Packers lost. Those are the two favorites for everybody. So be on the lookout, everybody. Super Bowl coming up. There's bound to be some good crying drunks putting videos up on YouTube so that we can make fun of them.
Sparkles on my nails.
I'm sorry. Don't cry.
Your fault.
It's your fault.
Megan.
Oh.
No. Megan.
I love that.
Yeah. No.
Oh, shit. She was one of the best. She is probably my favorite, isn't that girl? But the drunk girl screaming at the television yelling about Peyton Manning and his vagina, she's freaking classic, too.
I didn't know you had a vagina!
I like when she starts taking it personal.
Why is he doing this to me?
She was good. The crying Giants fan was great. We had a lot of good ones. So be on the lookout, man. There's going to be some good ones coming up this weekend, or next weekend, I should say.
And I wore my Clay Matthews jersey, and I said, let me wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey, and you said no.
Oh, man. I wonder how she felt after the Falcons game. Probably not even friends with Megan now.
Oh.
The Eagles will get a Super Bowl.
Yes, the Eagles will get a Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Hey, they lost to the Patriots by 3. Almost.
Brady and them were cheating with the cameras, spying on our playbooks.
They were spying on our playbooks.
As I recall, back in the Andy Reid era, what you were going to see if you spied at their playbook was about 500 little pass plays and 2 or 3 runs.
Oh, man, we got... there are so many...
I'm peeing on my fucking mouth!
That's the Ravens fan, and he's happy!
I know.
He's happy. That's how he expresses how happy he is.
Oh, remember the mother watching the Vikings with her son Troy?
Oh, Troy. I'm so sorry.
That's right. Oh my God. Oh shit, I wish I'd have mentioned this earlier. We could have done a whole damn show on this shit.
Oh, that Packer fan, that Packer fan talking about Aaron Rodgers.
He's Jesus, bro. He's Jesus. That's the arm of a god.
Oh hell, that's terrific.
That's great.
Somebody said, I think it was the new show stalker, or our Facebook stalker, Daniel Schell. I think he said that we could do a whole show of just Michael Irvin sound effects.
Yes.
He said, that's just what we need. And I think he was trying to be sarcastic. And I thought, no, actually, that's a pretty good idea. We could probably take all of these sounds that we have of all these fans, Michael Irvin sounds and everything, and fill an entire frickin' hour. Just one after another. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh. Yep.
So yeah, that would be fun.
So
that
who are the Patriots going to beat?
Oh shit, John fucking Fox, that guy down in his mother's basement that one time. There was one funny fan that somebody sent us this week. He was a Chiefs fan. But it was, he didn't say anything funny at all. But my God, you look at him, he looks like Joey Ramone's retarded love child. Oh my God, this kid probably will never get laid. I felt so bad for him.
Man, I couldn't find hardly anything last week. I was looking for Cowboy fans after that loss. And there was a couple, like mm-hmm. one where a guy broke his TV, but
right,
you know, it was like 7 seconds. And it really, the audio wasn't any good. I mean, it was funny to watch it, but... I couldn't hardly find anything good, man, the last couple of weeks.
They're hiding themselves.
Maybe we'll get something. Well, I thought I'd find good ones from the Cowboys game because of how it ended. So, you know, because it was close and it was down to the wire. And I think with the games that don't end that way, there's no buildup for some big explosion that somebody's rolling tape on. You know what I mean? So hopefully we'll get a close Super Bowl that'll be won right at the end, and then we'll get some reactions from that, you know, if we can if that'll happen. That'd be great.
Hey, did you know this? The NFL has said no.
No.
The Georgia Dome. You know, that was the last game, right?
No.
It's closing.
No.
No.
Yeah, that's what the NFL said. The Georgia Dome said, can we open up one more time and show the freaking Super Bowl on the big screen? And the NFL said,
no.
Right. To which I say,
what the fuck wrong with these niggas, man?
Jesus.
Exactly. I don't get it. Why can't you just let the fans, you know, I mean, shit, why not? Anyway. I will take the Falcons 36-24.
36-24. I'm going to go 41-38.
Wow.
But, you know, it's just that the Patriots will come up with the game plan for it. That's the thing. And I'll bet you Belichick's probably not even paying a bit of attention to his offense this week. He's probably like, Tom, take care of it. Just draw up the game plan you want.
Absolutely.
And he's trying to figure out how to stop Julio and those running backs. You know, I mean... Damn, man.
If you're
going
to bet on anybody
offense.
To stop him, it's going to be him to be able to do it. I think he'll come up with a halfway decent game plan. I just think that they've got too many weapons. You can't cover them all.
Well, that's the thing. And you know what Belichick is so great at? He looks at your, and we talk about it all the time, he looks at your best weapon, and he takes it away from you, you know, and makes you do
that's
it.
That's one.
But that's the thing. Yeah, okay, can you take Julio away? Because I believe the guy can outleap anybody. You can put triple coverage on him. How, you know, as long as you just throw it up to him. And Ryan said
that. Exactly.
Matt Ryan said, he goes, man, Julio makes my job easy. All I got to do is throw it up. He'll get it. And so how do you take that away? And then the other thing is, even if you do, you're going to have to use a lot to do that. How are you going to stop, you know, Devontae Freeman and Campbell,
Tevin Campbell. You got all kinds of, and they come in with fresh legs again and again and again. And even Mohamed Sanu has been coming on.
Right. And then there's that guy, Taylor Gabriel, you know?
Oh, yeah. Taylor Gabriel. You know who likes him? Pony.
All right, so we won't be back. You know, this is that time of year. We won't be back till after the Super Bowl for our next show. So
yeah,
because I'm not going to come do a show on the Pro Bowl. Sorry.
No, it's just pointless. Just pointless. You know. It really is. Nobody's going to watch it. Nobody gives a damn. So, except for Norman Shinsky in Moose Knuckle, Iowa.
We will be back after the
Lucky
Super
fan
Bowl.
Number 10.
But if you did not, if you missed it, we did tell you we will be doing at least one, at least minimum of one show a month during the off season. So,
right. And I can tell you this, in one of those shows coming up, I will tell Tom why The Big Bang Theory is not the greatest sitcom of all time.
All right. We will have that discussion at some point. Go to mybookie.ag to make your bets. Take the Falcons.
Right.
You know.
Besides that, follow us on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour. Look at us on Facebook. Bang Radio Hour has a page. Come on and see us.
There you go. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Summer wardrobe weather struggles? Introducing convertible wellies. One minute they're Wellington boots, the next, flip-flops.
Convertible wellies, never going to happen, is it? But with a new BP Me Rewards card, getting more of the summer essentials you love more often will. Search BP Me Rewards to find out more.
Okay, Mr. Smith, tell me what happened.
Well, I just sat down when pow.
Pow?
Pow, right in the mouth.
And can you describe the assailants?
There were three of them.
And how are they dressed?
With rosemary garnish and a red wine jus.
Jus?
Jus.
Well, it's like a gravy, is it? Any potatoes at the scene?
Oh, yes. Mashed with garlic.
That's a serious assault.
There was no salt.
Lamb hits you in the chops. More knockout recipes at simplylamb.co.uk.